You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Falmata. I am a displaced person in Niger. As we know that Niger is a country in the Sahel, the life condition is extremely difficult, extremely complicated because of the lack of everything. There is no potable water. There is no hospital. People are extremely hungry. They are experiencing several severe conditions, including drought. Sometimes when it rains, life isn't easy at all. Life isn't easy for women and children especially.
The delegates at COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt have been confronted with what it's really like to be a displaced person in the middle of a climate emergency. That was Madame Falmata, a displaced person in Niger, sharing her story at a media conference at the Climate Summit. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees, the UNHCR, warns that climate shocks are combining with conflict, food insecurity, and the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic to impact people across the globe. Andrew Harper, UNHCR Special Advisor on Climate Action, says those least responsible for the climate crisis and least able to adapt to its shocks are being hit the hardest.
The impact of climate change is amplifying vulnerabilities. Those vulnerabilities, in many cases, are leading to conflict, competition over resources, forcing people to move, and unfortunately, in some situations, that's erupting into violence. Whether it be in the Sahel, East Africa, Southern Africa, Southern Asia, the Americas, no one is immune to the impact of climate change. But the difference is that there are some populations who are more at risk than others.
He says time is running out and the number of people being internally displaced is rising all the time, faster than aid agencies can help.
Last year there was basically one person being displaced per second due to extreme weather events. Of course humanitarian agencies can't deal with that. National governments cannot deal with that. If we look at Pakistan, if we look at the countries in the Sahel, if we look at Kenya, if we look at Mozambique, all the development gains that they have struggled and fought for over the last decade, two decades, are either being lost or at risk.
UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador Emtith Al-Mahmoud recalled her memories as a former Sudanese refugee. She says the only answer is for the world to work together and to do it quickly.
What I've seen time and time again as an activist, as someone on the ground, as someone who is now in the advocacy spaces as well, is that the only way to create true change is to build coalitions that act. So for me, I would like to see conversations happening, not only laterally, but vertically as well, across sectors, across different levels.
Andrew Harper agrees and says he's been encouraged by progress that's been made in terms of recognising the damage caused by climate change, although there is still a lot to do.
We've been encouraged by the fact that loss and damage is on the agenda, but that's now not enough. We've now got to move to the situation of how do you operationalise, how do you release those finances to support the affected populations. And those populations are growing by the day.
Alan Lee, SBS News.